Hello everyone, this will be the last recording for the year, and we have two carol services, one on Sunday and one on Christmas Eve, and I'm going to share the message that I'll be sharing with them. It'll be slightly different format, but the gist of it will be the same. And let's pray. Father, I pray for those who are listening online. I pray for those who will be coming along to the carol services in person. I pray that the old message of what Christmas means will touch each of our lives this season, and that your Holy Spirit will take the words of the scriptures and the words that I say to minister into our lives to bring comfort and joy and hope during this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jody's going to come and do the scripture reading, which is from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Thank you, Jody. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Luke, who passed down the story of how Jesus was born. We pray that you would help us to see how this applies to our lives today in our situation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This Christmas is going to be quite different from usual. The carol services, which we'll be celebrating, will be very different. Normally, the church is packed with lots of people. It'll be a socially distant Christmas, a socially distanced carol service, and will be quite strange in some ways. But the first Christmas was socially distanced too. They had to travel from their home in Nazareth, 80 miles on foot, or perhaps on a donkey, to Bethlehem, which was the home of Joseph, all for the empire's benefit, so that they could count people for taxation purposes, the Roman Empire wanting to make money out of people and to control people. Imagine Mary, or being in Mary's shoes, heavily pregnant, traveling all that way from her home in Nazareth to Bethlehem. And what response would she get from Joseph's wider family? Here she was, heavily pregnant. There was rumors about her being pregnant by some other man. Imagine how the people would have been offended in that socially conservative culture. How would she be received by Joseph's family? We have scant details in the Gospels about what actually happened. And sometimes it's elaborated in nativity services about room at the inn and the innkeeper, etc. But we don't have those details at all. All it says in verse 7 is, "And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them." Or sometimes it says there's no room in the inn, in other versions more familiar. The Greek word for guest room or inn is kataluma, which actually refers to a guest room upstairs. And that's where people lived. They lived upstairs, and there was no room for Mary, heavily pregnant Mary or Joseph there. They had to make do with the ground floor where the animals slept. at night. The houses were simple. They were two-roomed houses, simple peasant housing. They weren't fully welcomed into the house. Usually the host would sleep in the ground floor area with the animals and give the guest room area upstairs, the kataluma, to their guests. So I see here a tension. They aren't forced to sleep outside, but they aren't fully welcomed into the house either. They're kept downstairs with the animals that they bring in at night to make sure that the animals are safe and perhaps for warmth too. And that raises questions for us. Do we welcome Jesus into our guest room, right into our hearts and our lives? Or do we keep him at a social distance, as he was kept at a social distance with the animals at the fringes of the house at that time? And this question for us this Christmas is, do we invite Jesus into our homes, into our lives, into the guest room of our hearts? Or do we keep him like he was kept when he was born, at a safe social distance, perhaps 2 meters, perhaps a few meters more? We'll now move into a time of prayer and pray the prayers that we'll pray at our carol services. So let us pray. And so as we remember the Christmas story, the birth of our Saviour, let us pray to him for the needs of the whole world. We remember at this time the poor and the helpless, the cold and the hungry, the oppressed, the sick in body and in mind, those that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, and all who need to know the loving kindness of God. In a moment's quiet, we bring our own prayers to the Lord. We also pray for peace in our world and in the hearts of men and women and children. We remember the places where there is war and violent conflict. We think of Syria, Yemen, Ethiopia. We think of Israel, Palestine, of Bethlehem today, surrounded by a wall where Jesus was born. And we remember these places in a moment of quiet. Jesus, our Saviour, child of Mary, you know us and love us. You share our lives and hear our prayer. Glory be to you forever and ever. Amen. And I'll close with a blessing. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and those you love this Christmas season and always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us, and I wish you all a blessed and merry and safe and peaceful Christmas. And we'll be having a break next Sunday, the 7th, I think. And we'll be back again on the 3rd of January. So hopefully see you and hear you online in the coming year. Go well and God bless.